roared back from a 10-6 deficit to beat the United States and win the Ryder Cup 14.5-13.5 on Sunday. The come-from-behind win matched the performance by the United States in 1999 when the Americans came back from that same deficit to win. European captain Jose Maria Olazabal squeezed his eyes and fought back tears when Martin Kaymer holed a 6-foot par putt to beat Steve Stricker and give Europe the point that it needed to keep the cup. Tiger Woods and Stricker failed to win a match in the 3-day event in suburban Chicago. All Europe needed to keep the trophy was a tie, and they built momentum by winning the first 5 singles matches in the day. It was a shocking finish for the Americans, who were poised to win the Ryder Cup for only the third time since 1999. Atlanta, Arizona, and Houston remain undefeated after 4 weeks of play in the NFL. Matt Bryant's third field goal of the game, a 40-yarder with 5 seconds remaining, lifted the Falcons past visiting Carolina 30-28. Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan was sacked a career-high 7 times but managed to throw 3 touchdown passes. This is the Falcons' best start since 2004 when they reached the NFC title game. The Texans continued their best start in franchise history with a convincing 38-14 win over the visiting Tennessee Titans. Matt Schaub threw for 2 scores, and Daniel Manning and Kareem Jackson each returned an interception for a score. Titans quarterback Jake Locker left in the first quarter and did not return after hurting his non-throwing shoulder. It took overtime for the Cardinals to remain perfect as Jay Feely kicked a 46-yard field goal, 6:31 into overtime, in a 24-21 victory over the Dolphins. The Cards forced overtime when Kevin Cobb threw a 15-yard touchdown pass on 4th down to Andre Roberts with 22 seconds to play in regulation. Miami rookie QB Ryan Tannehill threw for 431 yards, and Brian Hartline set a Dolphins record with 253 yards receiving on 12 catches. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, the Eagles beat the Giants in the Sunday night game 19-17 as Alex Henry of the Eagles booted the game-winning field goal from 26 yards out with a minute 49 left in the final quarter. New York's Lawrence Tynes tried a 54-yarder with 15 seconds left, but the kick fell about a yard short. The Eagles are 3-1. The Giants are now 2-2. Coming off back-to-back losses, the Patriots destroyed Buffalo 52-26. Tom Brady led the way with 3 touchdown passes on 22 of 35 passing for 340 yards. They were down 21-7 early before roaring back for the win. San Francisco blitzed the Jets 34-0. The Niners are now 3-1 as they piled up more than 200 yards on the ground as Frank Gore, Kendall Hunter, and backup QB Colin Kaepernick all ran for scores. The Chiefs turned the ball over 6 times, and visiting San Diego took advantage of those miscues in a 37-20 win. Phillip Rivers threw for 209 yards and 2 touchdowns for the Chargers, who are 3-1. The Chiefs dropped to 1-3. Minnesota got the better of the Lions in Detroit 20-13. The Vikings special teams had a good day as Percy Harvin returned the opening kickoff 105 yards for a touchdown, and Marcus Sherrill scored on a punt return early in the third period. The win gives the Vikings a 3-1 mark and snapped an 11-game losing streak within the division. Rookie Greg Zuerlein kicked 4 field goals, including a 58-yarder and a team-record 60-yarder, as the St. Louis Rams beat Seattle 19-13. Peyton Manning had a big game, 338 yards passing and 3 touchdown passes, as the Broncos sailed to a 37-6 win over Oakland. Cincinnati's Andy Dalton threw 2 touchdown passes and ran for a score as the Bengals beat the Jaguars 27-10. Billy Cundiff kicked a game-winning 41-yard field goal with 3 seconds remaining to give the Redskins a 24-22 victory over Tampa Bay. He may have saved his skin. He had missed 3 attempts earlier in the game. Quarterback Robert Griffin III marched the Redskins into field goal range with 3 straight completions and a 15-yard run. Aaron Rodgers threw a go-ahead touchdown to Jordy Nelson in the 4th quarter as the Packers bounced back from a loss to the Seahawks last Sunday with a 28-27 win over the Saints. The Packers are now 2-2 on the season. The Saints still looking for that first victory. Tonight in the NFL, action ends in Texas for the week as the Chicago Bears will play on the road against the Dallas Cowboys in the Monday night contest. Iowa State failed to take advantage of a stellar defensive effort and fell Saturday evening to Texas Tech in Ames 24-13. It was the Big 12 season opener and a chance for the Cyclones to go 4-0. The defense opened the scoring with an 87-yard interception return for a touchdown by senior linebacker A.J. Klein, but the offense committed 4 turnovers and failed to take advantage of good field position, which was disappointing for Coach Paul Rhodes. Cyclone quarterback Steele Jantz threw an interception and fumbled the ball at key times that killed ISU's momentum and put the defense quickly back on the field without much rest. Rhodes said in his post-game meeting with the media that he would not think about a quarterback change until analyzing the game tape. Rhodes says he kept Jantz in the game after some mistakes because he felt Jantz could get the job done. The offense generated just 73 yards passing and 116 yards rushing. Cyclones take their 3-1 record on the road to TCU on Saturday. Well, a week after falling one vote shy, Alabama is a unanimous number one in the AP College Football poll this week. The Crimson Tide received all 60 first-place votes for the first time this season. Oregon remains number two, and Florida State moves past LSU to number three. It's the second straight week the Tigers have slipped a spot following a shaky performance. Georgia, South Carolina, and Kansas State hold on at 5-7. West Virginia, Notre Dame, and Florida each move up a spot to round out this week's top 10. A lot more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In high school volleyball action on Saturday, lots of tournament play around the area. Some of the matchups saw Derek Casey beat Riverside in two straight. AHST top Riverside 2-1. Also, it was Ankeny Christian over Southeast Warren in two straight. Collins Maxwell Baxter beat Iowa Christian 2-0. Abe Lincoln swept a pair from both Thomas Jefferson and Denison. TJ also beat Denison 2-0. Glenwood 2-game sweep over Riverside. Grandview Park Baptist swept Southeast Warren, Ankeny Christian, Peyton Sherdan, and also Harlan wins four times on Saturday, beating Boone, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Knoxville, and Newton. Kemper Catholic won four matches Saturday, beating Abe Lincoln, Lewis Central, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, and St. Albert. Lamar's down both Missouri Valley and Lewis Central. Lewis Central beat Abe Lincoln and Missouri Valley Saturday. Missouri Valley topping Denison. Also North Polk over Iowa Christian. Peyton Sherdan beat Southeast Warren. Red Oak won five matches Saturday, beating AHST, Tri-Center, Adair Casey, Glenwood, and Riverside. Sergeant Bluff, Luton defeated Denison, St. Albert, and Missouri Valley, while Southeast Warren defeated Ankeny Christian. St. Albert was a winner in two different matches Saturday over Lamar's and Thomas Jefferson. Tri-Center won four matches Saturday, beating Adair Casey, AHST, Riverside, and Glenwood. West Des Moines Valley topping Carroll. West Marshall beat Iowa Christian, and Western Christian beat Carroll in high school volleyball Saturday. In baseball yesterday, Carlos Beltran homered from both sides of the plate for the ninth time in his career and drove in five runs as the St. Louis Cardinals closed in on the National League's second wild card berth, beating the Washington Nationals 10-4 on Sunday. Washington, already assured of the Capitals' first postseason baseball action since 1933, saw its magic number for clinching the NL East remain at 1 over second place Atlanta. The Dodgers' Cardinals' magic number is 2 to clinch the other wild card. Lance Lynn allowed four runs and six hits in 5 1/3 innings, improving to 5-0 with a 2.10 ERA in his last five appearances. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Miami 4-1, Cincinnati downing Pittsburgh 4-3, Atlanta beat the New York Mets 6-2, Houston over Milwaukee 7-0, it was San Francisco over San Diego 7-5, the Chicago Cubs topping Arizona by a final of 7-2, Dodgers over Colorado by a 7-1 score. In the American League, Asdrubal Cabrera capped a 10-run fifth inning with a grand slam, and the Cleveland Indians routed the Kansas City Royals 15-3 on Sunday. Zach McAllister pitched five-hit ball over 6 2/3 innings, allowing three runs as Cleveland improved to 2-1 with interim manager Sandy Alomar Jr. Elsewhere in the AL, it was the Angels beating Texas 5-4 in the first game of a doubleheader. Texas eliminated LA 8-7 in the second. Yankees beat Toronto 9-6. Baltimore 6-3 over Boston. The Yankees and the Orioles remain tied atop the AL East with three games left. Detroit beat Minnesota 2-1. Tampa Bay 6-2 over Chicago. And Oakland beat Seattle by a 5-2 final. Dusty Baker is going to rejoin the Reds in St. Louis after missing 11 games because of a mini stroke. He'll manage the team during their regular season-ending three-game series with the Cardinals, which begins today. The Reds have clinched the National League Central title and are in a race with Washington for the National League's best record. Cincinnati won six of its first 10 games under interim manager Chris Spire. Mark Teixeira is expected to rejoin the Yankees today to face the Red Sox in the final series of the regular season. The veteran first baseman injured his left calf August 27th. He returned September 8th at Baltimore but aggravated the injury and has not played since. Teixeira played in an instructional league game in Florida on Saturday. The Rangers say reliever Mike Adams is out for the rest of the regular season and questionable for the playoffs because of a condition that causes numbness and tingling in the fingers. Adams says he's been diagnosed with thoracic outlet syndrome, which is caused by a bone in the upper body pressing against a nerve. Well, the National Hockey League and the Players Association met for a third straight day and again avoided the troublesome money issues that are fueling the ongoing lockout. NHLPA Special Counsel Steve Fear says they did not discuss core economic issues, as was the plan, during Sunday's five-hour get-together with league representatives. He says they discussed health and safety, drug testing, including more discussion of drug testing, medical care, and other things. Also a number of things in the CBA legal area of player movements. The drug policy was a key component of talks Friday when the sides got together for the first time since the NHL imposed the lockout on September 16th. And a racing Brad Keselowski picked up his second win in 3 weeks to take the lead in NASCAR's Chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. Keselowski had just enough fuel left in his tank to take the checkered flag at Dover International Speedway for his fifth victory of the season. Chase driver Jeff Gordon was the runner-up. Five-time champion Jimmy Johnson lost his grip on the points lead with a fourth-place finish. There are seven races left in this year's Chase for the Championship. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.